Why do I write? I was asked this question many years ago when I was with a group of playwrights. My response was, because I want to change the world, and if I can't change the whole world, changing one person's way of thinking will make it all worthwhile. Pompous and noble, but that's still how I feel. To me, writing's about making a connection with people, with strangers, asking them to think about something, someone, a subject, in a totally new way. I want to challenge people's perceptions of the world and of themselves. I want to challenge myself. When my work's not going in the direction I want, when I have to wait weeks, sometimes months, for a response, occasionally that response doesn't come at all, ever, those are the moments when I ask myself why I do this. Why do I write? And I could be in a job that offers a regular income, a pension, paid holiday, sick leave and compassionate leave. God bless the RLF. When commissions do happen, and when those commissions turn into fulfilling productions, and if I'm really lucky, something wonderful happens as a result, let's say the response is better than I ever could have imagined, suddenly all is well with my writing world. When someone gets my writing, understands what I'm trying to say, is moved or championed or thinks about an issue or subject in a way they never have, my reasons for writing are confirmed. Of course, I also enjoy it and I'm excited by it. Mostly. It's a job, like any other. Except the emotional rewards are far greater than most people's jobs. This work allows me to talk to the public, either via my writing or in workshops and on panels, and get a really good idea of what's wrong with the world and how we can all try and make it easier, make it a better place. It allows me to share with other people, people I would never normally meet. Anger or frustration usually drives me to write. Injustice, good stories, and giving a voice to those who don't have one, or are not allowed one, who have decided they cannot speak or are unable to write for themselves. I'm really interested in people and why they do what they do. I suppose that makes me nosy. Okay, I admit it. I am nosy. Interested, curious, compelled by other people's lives. Writing's a way for me to discover things about others' lives and about myself. And when it works, it's fantastic. And when it goes wrong, it's a pretty miserable and lonely place to be, albeit briefly. But the good always outweighs the not so good. And if I'm bored or can't write, I can always leave my desk, go for a walk, a swim, or to the gym. I never watch daytime TV. How many people can do that? I'm constantly trying to push the boundaries, to challenge myself, my perception of the world and the people in it. And sometimes I succeed, and sometimes I don't. But I'm constantly learning and pushing. I keep going. I think if I succeeded all the time, I'd give up. If I knew everything, what would be the point? Then again, I'd really like to have that opportunity to test my theory.